Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The will of God gives joy to the heart. We see all things in its light.
The will of God gives joy to the heart. We see all things in its light.
The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The rule of the Lord is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear. It gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The decrees of the Lord are truth, and all of them just. They are more to be desired than gold, than the purest gold, and sweeter are they than honey from the comb. So in them your servant finds instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect all his errors? From hidden faults, acquit me. From presumption, restrain your servant, and let it not rule me. Then shall I be blameless, clean from grave sin. May the spoken words of my mouth, the thoughts of my heart, win favor in your sight, O Lord, my rescuer, my rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
May our words in praise of your commandments find favor with you, Lord. May our faith prove we are not slaves, but sons, not so much subjected to your law as sharing your power.
The will of God gives joy to the heart. We see all things in its light.
God comes in power to give his people justice.
God comes in power to give his people justice.
Lord God, I take refuge in you. From my pursuer, save me and rescue me, lest he tear me to pieces like a lion and drag me off with no one to rescue me. Lord God, if my hands have done wrong, if I have paid back evil for good, I who saved my unjust oppressor, then let my foe pursue me and seize me. Let him trample my life to the ground and lay my soul in the dust. Lord, rise up in your anger. Rise against the fury of my foes. My God, awake. You will give judgment. Let the company of nations gather round you, taking your seat above them on high. The Lord is judge of the peoples. Give judgment for me, Lord. I am just and innocent of heart. Put an end to the evil of the wicked. Make the just stand firm, you who test mind and heart, O just God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, you weigh what is in our hearts. Free us from oppressors, and, as we wait for your day of judgment, set a firm guard on our thoughts, so that while we return good for evil, we may still praise your kind of justice.
God comes in power to give his people justice.
God is our judge, strong and just. He saves the upright of heart.
God is our judge, strong and just. He saves the upright of heart.
God is the shield that protects me, who saves the upright of heart. God is a just judge, slow to anger, but he threatens the wicked every day, men who will not repent. God will sharpen his sword. He has braced his bow and taken aim. For them he has prepared deadly weapons. He barbs his arrows with fire. Here is one who is pregnant with malice, conceives evil, and brings forth lies. He digs a pitfall, digs it deep, and in the trap he has made, he will fall. His malice will recoil on himself. On his own head, his violence will fall. I will thank the Lord for his justice. I will sing to the Lord, the Most High. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You know our hearts, Lord, but you are slow to anger and merciful in judging. Come examine your church. Wash her clean of sin, and great crowds will surround you with songs of praise.
God is our judge, strong and just. He saves the upright of heart.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders occurred among the people. Nevertheless, more and more believers, men and women in great numbers, were continually added to the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The apostles held fast to Christ's message.
They kept the precepts he gave them.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may glory in the feast of the blessed Apostle Thomas, so that we may always be sustained by his intercession, and believing may have life in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, whom Thomas acknowledged as the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.